Welcome to this Europe à la Carte Travel Podcast. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la Carte, where you'll find travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll give you some tips on things to do on the island of Gran Canaria, one of the Spanish Canary Islands. You can read the post in full, see the photos and videos, and leave suggestions of your own of things to do in Gran Canaria if you visit the blog at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. We spent a week on the island of Gran Canaria in February 2011. We stayed in 3 different hotels in 3 different resorts, courtesy of sunshine.co.uk. Our first hotel was the 3-star IFA Beach Hotel in San Agustin. It's a good hotel if you're looking for value for money and proximity to the beach. Our next stop was at the 4-star IFA Dunamar in Playa del Inglés. Now, Playa del Inglés is a pretty busy resort, so if you want to have a good choice of bars, cafes, restaurants, a lot of them have live music in the evening, Playa del Inglés is a good place to stay. There's also a very large beach there. And our final stay was at the 5-star Lobisan Biobob Resort in Maspalomas. Now, I reckon it's a good resort for a family treat. I think kids will love it because the resort is on an African theme. So as you wander around the grounds, the resort, there are lots of animal sculptures, giraffes, zebras, rhinos, elephants. There's also a couple of lovely little kids' pools with things like a water seesaw, chute, monkey with various jets coming out of it. So I think it would be good for some family fun, a treat of some type. So back to tips on things to do when you're in Gran Canaria. We really enjoyed our day trip to the capital, Las Palmas. We spent a few hours in the morning doing some sightseeing around the old town. As we visited on a Monday, it was free of charge to get into the Museo de Canario, which tells the history and archaeology of the Canary Islands. It was quite interesting. I mean, I think it's usually about €4 per adult to get in. And we also had a wander around the cathedral square and a very interesting fountain with toads squirting water out. And a lot of cafes and restaurants there. There's a lovely fruit and veg market. And also just to the west, there's 3 beaches in the city, but we went to the largest one, Playa de las Canteras. And it's a lovely beach full of locals of all ages and a few tourists. It's quite sheltered because there's a lagoon a couple of kilometres out from the promenade. So quite good for swimming. And that really is one of the great things about Gran Canaria, that you can enjoy the beaches all year round. It was about 22 degrees Celsius every day during our week's stay there in February. So if you find a sheltered spot, as it is inclined to be a bit breezy there, you can hit the Gran Canaria beaches at any time of year. The most sheltered beaches we saw were down on the southwest of the island at Puerto de Rico and Puerto de Mogan. So they're probably the best bets if you want to go swimming and not have to or sunbathing. But the other beaches are beautiful as well. A walk through the Maspalomas Dunes, which is situated between Playa del Inglés and Playa de Maspalomas, is a unique experience. Quite tiring as well if you climb up and down the dunes. But you can always have a dip in the Atlantic Ocean at the beach afterwards. Another thing we really enjoyed doing in Gran Canaria was exploring the mountainous interior. We did have a hire car courtesy of Holiday Autos, so it was great to be able to go at our own pace, if a bit nerve-wracking going up and down the hairpin bends, but the views are absolutely breathtaking. Some very pretty villages. We stopped at Santa Lucia, so I'd certainly recommend a drive or some sort of trip up to the mountains. So if you want to see all the photos and videos we took of Gran Canaria, there's a link to all the Flickr photos. And I'd really highly recommend it as a winter sun destination. We have been to some of the other Canary Islands, and I think we like Gran Canaria best because it is quite green compared to some of the islands. So hope you've enjoyed the podcast, and you'll join us again soon. Goodbye.